Next time we started discussing the Gemara and the Chavches in the days, Gemara quotes Machlokes Amaroyim. What's the din of Mechza on Mechza? The Mishnah says that there's a chiyuv to shech to rove simon echad be'oth and rove shnayim by behema, one simon in a bird and two simonim in a behema. Question is, let's say a person only shechs Mechza on Mechza, shechs half, not rove. So Rav says Mechza on Mechza kerov. Rav Kana says Mechza on Mechza is not kerov. Machlokes whether Mechza on Mechza is dino kerov or not kerov. So we pointed out that the Rishonim have a debate as to whether this machlokes is a din in Hilchah Shechita. It was said in Hilchah Shechita, it's part of the Halacha Moshe Sinai of Rov Simonim B'Shechita. Or is this a din klali? Is it a din klali of Kalatara Kula? Rashi seems to posit that it's a din in Hilchah Shechita. He says, Kasalka Daitach Le'inyin Shechita Ka'amar. Kasalka Daitach is because in the Maskona we're going to say that they're actually talking about Pesach and not talking about Shechita. At this stage in the Gemara, we're thinking that the halacha was said le'inyan shechita. And that's really what the Gemara sounds like. The Gemara seems to say that machlokas amaroyim is how to understand the halacha moshmi sina. Do we say that amalei rachmana le'moshe lo tashai ruba? Do we say that amalei rachmana le'moshe shchot ruba? It seems to be a machlokas as to how to understand what the halacha moshmi sina was all about. But the Ran argues, the Ran seems to connect this to the din klali of Ruba Kakula. He says there's a din lechatchila to shecht shnei simon ba'ov kol asimen in either open behema. He says because that's Ruba Kakula. There's a din in kol atar kula of Ruba Kakula. He doesn't mention anything about halacha moshmi sina. He's going on the Mishnah, but he doesn't say anything about it. It sounds like it's really a din of Ruba Kakula. And that's what the Rashba says as well. Rashba says this is not a machlokas about shechita, specifically about shechita. Really, it's a machlokas about kol atar kula. And Zokhtar Rashba, how do I know that? From the raya of the Gemara. The Gemara tries to bring a raya that mechza mechza is not kerov from Tanner. From a din of tumah v'tanner, from a din of tumah v'tara of Tanner. A lot of tesses over there. Right? So the question is, what's the connection? Ma'inyin zeh, ma'inyin shemitah, it's al harsina. I see now this expression. Now, what's the connection between Tumah V'Tahara and Shechita? The Chor that Mamish has nothing to do with it. What's the Raya? That's the Gemara towards the bottom. Amar Rav Ketena, Toshma Chilko L'Shnayim V'Hein Shovin Shneim Tmeim Lefi She'iyev Shelitzamse. The Braisa says, Chilko L'Shnayim, if you broke the Tanner into two pieces and they're both Shovin, they're both Tomei, because it's Iyev Shelitzamse. What does that mean? That means since it's Iyev Shelitzamtzim, we can't break it exactly into two equal pieces. So we don't know which one is bigger. Chilko L'Shnayim says Rashi, Tana Shenitma in lo Tara Ela Nesitza Kedachsev Yutatz. Tana V'Kirayim Yutatz. The din of a Kli Cheres is that it doesn't have a Tara B'Mikvah. Klei Matches, metal Kalim can be Nitta B'Mikvah, but you're not Metara Kli Cheres in the Mikvah. So let's say it becomes Tomei, that's it. You can't use it for Truma, for Kachim, you can't. No, so you can break the Kli. The Sitza works, you break the Kli, then it's not called a Kli anymore. And then somehow you mold it together, you take the pieces and you mold them together, you form another Kli. That's what's Matar the Kli. So the Braisa says, Chilko L'Shnayim, let's say you took a Tanish and Itma, and you broke it into two. The Halacha is Vim Nishtai, Rubo Shalem Lav Nesitza, who if Rov is still Nisha Shalem, that's not called Nesitza. So the Braisa says that Chilko L'Shnayim, if they're both equal, they're both Tomei. Because since it's Iyev Shelitzamtzem, so we don't know which one is bigger. One of them has to be Rov. We don't know which one is Rov. So therefore, both of them have to be Tomei. Both of them have to be Tomei. Frek de Gemara, Ha'ev Shelitzamtzem Tahorin. Sounds like if you really could be mitzamtzim, you could break it literally into two equal pieces, then they both would be tohar, because you don't have rov in either one. Amai tohorim zilhochi karuba v'zilhochi karuba. If you hold that mechza mechza is kerov, so even if chilko l'shnayim and it's efshel etzamtzim, they still should be tomei, because mechza mechza is dina kerov. So it's as if you have rov in this chelek and rov in this chelek. Papa says no. Trerube bechadmon aleka. Even if mechza mechza taka is kirov, even if mechza mechza is kirov, but two roves in one chefza, that's impossible. Can't have trerube bechadmon. Can't have trerube bechadmon. So even if ba'alma mechza mechza is kirov, even if in a shchita mechza mechza is kirov, but by tumah v'tara v'tanur, mechza mechza can't be kirov, because you can't have trerube. B'chadmon. We're going to have to understand what that means, that you can't have treyubei b'chadmon. That's the answer. The kash of the Gemara is that if you hold that mechza mechza kerov, so then they both should be tomei, even if efshelet samtzim. Why does the Braisa say that shnei tomei? Because it's efshelet samtzim. Even if it's efshelet samtzim, each one is mechza mechza, but mechza mechza dina kerov. So zilhachi keruba v'zilhachi keruba. So after a papa, nay, treyubei b'chadmon aleka. There is no such thing as treyubei b'chadmon. So even if mechza mechza is kerov, it's not a kasha. Frek the Rashi, what's the kasha bichlal? What's the raya? You're trying to bring a raya that mechza mechza is not kirov from tanur. We're talking shchita. You're talking tanur. What does one have to do with the other? It's mamish pilei play. Dr. Rashi, you see that the machlokas where the mechza mechza kirov and mechza mechza is not kirov, that's not a machlokas only legabe shchita. That's a kola tara kula dika machlokas. It's a machlokas about rubo kakulo in general. Whenever you need rov. Rove Kos, as we mentioned, that's the example we keep on coming back to. You got to drink a Rove Kos. Mechza mechza might be enough. Minat Torah. Okay, the fact is the Gemara says that everyone holds that you need Rove. That the Maskana, we said that already. Midrabbonin, you're still going to need Rove Mamsh. Even if you hold Minat Torah mechza mechza dina karov, but the Chachamim will go to that we're afraid that you're not going to even drink the mechza mechza, you're not going to even shech the mechza mechza, so you're going to need rov mamish to make sure that you get to mechza mechza. But we're talking on a level of daraisa. Is mechza mechza kerov or not kerov? So Dr. Rashba, you see from the Rai of the Gemara, from Tanur, that clearly this is not a machlokas only about shechit. It's a kolotor kuludika machlokas. It must be a kolotor kuludika machlokas. The problem is it's shver against Rashi. Rashi says kasaka daitach leinyan shchita ka'amar, that the machlokas is about shchita. How can the machlokas be about shchita? But the raya is from Tanur. Tanur is not shchita. So what? How can the gemara bring a raya? Clearly, we're not assuming it's only a din in shchita. So the shita mekubetzes has an answer for Rashi. A short comment. The shita is not so long here, but many of its comments are very, very significant. Dr. Shita, l'shitas Rashi zal de kasaka daito de linyan shchita ka'amar kosher. Dim kein my parach mi tanur dilma linyan shchita shayni. What's the Gemara asking from tanur? Maybe shchita is different. V'yeshlomer de mi kol shikain parach. It's a kal b'chomer. Asking from a kol shikain. Dim amu mechza mechza kerov linyan shchita l'hokel. Kol shikain shiyeshlonu lomar kein linyan tuma l'hachmir. If we say mechza mechza kerov lehokel by shchita, so kol shkein lahachmir by tumah v'tara of tano, we should say the mechza mechza kerov. Ad kan devar. What's he talking about? If the din of mechza mechza kerov is a din in shchita, so what's the connection to tumah v'tara of tano? What's the connection? He says no. If lehokel you say mechza mechza kerov, so kol shkein lahachmir you should say mechza mechza kerov. Why? But it's said in Shchita. Well, what does that have to do with Tanu? Well, what's he saying? What's he trying to say? So I thought originally that what he's saying is Midrabbonan Chazal v'machne. They saw that there's a halacha l'moshe m'sina by Shchita the mechza mechza kerov according to Rav. And it's by Shchita. That's where the halacha l'moshe m'sina was said. That's it. That's the din d'araisa. The din d'araisa, the mechza mechza kerov, that only applies by Shchita. But the Chacham said that if we find such a din lahakel by shchita, so we should be machmir by tumah v'tara as well. To say mechza mechza kerov, that if you have mechza mechza, if chilkol l'shnayim and they're both rovim mamish and it's efshelet samtzim, so we should be machmir to treat mechza mechza kerov legabi tumah v'tara as well. Why not? We should be machmir. That's what I thought originally. A lot of the talmidim came to me during Seder. They were bothered with this shita. What's the shita saying that kal v'chomer mikol shekein you should be machmer by tumah v'tara? If it's a din, if we find the din in shchita, so by tumah v'tara we should say it as well. Wow, what's the connection? So initially I thought that it's a chomer drabbanan, but then I thought a little bit more, and I'm not sure that it has to be drabbanan. It could be daraisa taka. You find a klal in shas that very often when the Gemara presents a halacha, so then it asks, what's the mokar, menohani mili? So sometimes the Gemara quotes a pasuk. A pasuk, a mokar in the Torah for the particular din. And sometimes the Gemara asks, kralomali svarahu. You don't need a pasuk for this, it's a svara. What does that mean? But if it's a din daraisa, so shouldn't you need a mokar in Torah? You should need a pasuk for it. So apparently what you see from that line, that concept of kralomali svarahu, is that svara is a concept daraisa. Svara is a concept. That's a daraisa concept. Svara is not a drabbanan concept. It's a svara. If it's a svara pshuta, that's a daraisa. You don't need a pasuk if you have a svara. You don't need a pasuk if you have a svara. Now we know that one of the yirgim lamidos is kal v'chomer. What's a kal v'chomer? That's just a way to darshan the psukim. A way to darshan the psukim to some extent, yes. But it's also a svara that if a particular halacha applies by the davar hakal, so by the davar hachomer, it should apply to. Right? If a particular halacha applies by the davar hakal, then by the davar hachomer also it should apply, because the davar hachomer is more chomer, so of course it should apply over there. Right? If what's a good example? Shane Viregel is potter in the Rishus HaRabim, right? Shane Viregel is chayiv. B'shus ha-yochid nezek shalim, and potter b'shus ha-rabim. So there's a discussion in the Mishnah, is what's the din of keren b'shus ha-rabim? Right? Keren b'shus ha-rabim. So keren is chayiv. What's the din of keren b'shus ha-yochid? Right? If the shore gores. So keren b'shus ha-rabim is chayiv nezek shalim. It's more chomer in b'shus ha-rabim than shein v'regel. So b'shus ha'yachid, of course it should be chayiv nezek shalim. Even Karen Tam, we know is only chatzi nezek. Only chayiv chatzi nezek. But if Karen is more chomer in b'shus ha'rabim than shen v'regel is potter. So why shouldn't Karen b'chatzer ha'nizek be chayiv nezek shalim? Kolishkin should be chayiv nezek shalim. Kal v'chomer, it's a svara. It's a svara, right? L'chora, that's what the Shita Mechavetzes is saying. That even if the din daraisa, that mechsa mechsa kerov, that's a halacha mosh misina legabe shchita. But kolshkein, if you're going to say that mechsa mechsa is kerov, even in a situation where you don't have rov, you only have mechsa, we treat it like a rov. L'hokel. We treat it like a rov, even though you need a shchita here. You need a maisa shchita. So if mechsa mechsa is enough to be treated like a maisa shchita, that's a kula. You're saying that you don't need too much to achieve the ma'isa shchita, to achieve chalos shchita. It's a kula. So if you're willing to say that mechza mechza is kerov lekula, kolshken you should be machmir on a daraisa level. Right? Svara, kolshken you should be machmir by tuma v'tara to say that mechza mechza is dino kerov and it should be tamei. If you're willing to say mechza mechza is kerov, even though it's not rov, it's less than rov, you're willing to say that mechza mechza is dino kerov the hakel, then kolshkein misvara, you should say lechumra by tuma v'tara also mechza mechza kerov. Why not? That's a svara daraisa. That's lechor what the shita is saying. Rashi held that the ikar din of mechza mechza kerov tak is said by shchita. It's not a kol ha-tara kula dekidin. It's not rubo kakula. It's a special din lagabe shchita. Special din lagabe shchita. And since it's a special din lagabe shchita, there's a further discussion. Mechza mechza kerov or not kerov? This is a din in shchita. But Dr. Shita, once we have such a halacha in shchita, I'm not going to apply it to kol ha-tara kula. I wouldn't necessarily say that if you drank mechza of the coast, that's enough. No, that's a kol ha-tara kula din ruba kakulo. That's not. I wouldn't apply that. But by tuma v'tara, that's a chumra. By a chumra, I would say that if mechza mechza din a kerov lekula, then kolshken lechumra mechza mechza should be kerov. This lechora is what the Shita Mechavetzes is saying. The Das Rashi. Questions.
Maybe that's where the kalkum was a svara. We give an example from a comma where the two cases given, Sarab and Sayachin.
I'm just giving that as an example.
Rabbi,
it's not, yeah, okay.
What will be the two examples for
It's not a kal v'chomer in the classical sense, but it's a kolshkin. Kolshkin is like a kal v'chomer, meaning if the dover hakal, we say, if you need something to have a chalos, right? You need a certain shear for a chalos. That's a good way to put it. You need a certain shear for a chalos. Mechza, mechza, there's enough of that shear. So what you're basically saying is mechza, mechza, I'm willing to be mekel that mechza, mechza is enough. So if I'm willing to be mekel that mechza, mechza is enough, kolshken, I should be machmir to say that if I have mechza, mechza, it's, you know, karov, and the tanner is going to be tamer. That's all. That's the svar. It's not like there are four boxes here, you know, like in a typical sense. But it's the same idea. It's a kolshken, misvara, that I should be machmir to say mechza, mechza is in karov. Okay. So these are two approaches. Approaches in the Rishonim, whether the machlokas mechza, mechza, karov, or not karov. Is that a halacha in Shechita primarily? It just applies b'chumra to other areas of Torah. Well, no, it's a din of kol ha-Torah kula. What's the machlokas itself? Why should I say mechza, mechza, karov, or mechza, mechza, not karov? What's the akad of machlokas? What's the nakuda that they're disagreeing about? That's the next point that we have to address. So let's take Rashi first, right? Rashi who assumes that the machlokas matzah matzah kerov and akerov, that's a machlokas lagabe shechita. Right? So what is that machlokas? What is that machlokas? Is matzah matzah considered rov or is it not considered rov? It's not rov. So what? Right? If you have to shech the simen, rubo kakulo means that rov is considered like kula. Why is rubo kakulo? Because rov is already most. So once you have a majority of the item, it makes sense that rubo kakulo. Right? Makes sense. Mechza, mechza, though, that's only half. So half is not, I mean, half is rove of rubo, but then you need a rubo kakulo on top of that. That's sort of like a little stretch, right? Mechza, mechza is just about rubo, right? It's 50% as opposed to 51%. Yeah, but that's not fair, right? If you need rubo because that's considered kakulo, so you can't say mechza, mechza is almost rubo and therefore it's kakulo. That's too much. Why is mechza, mechza karov? So the Shita Mekubetzes has a comment here as well. I have to address whether the Shita's comment is really oiskahal. What he said. Kosu b'shita, going back. This is in Dibur Maskal Hochi. The Kosu b'shita, Hochi Amalei Rachmana L'Moshe Lo Tashai Aruba. That's Rav, right? Rav says Metzah Metzah Karol. The Halach Moshe Misinai was formulated not that shchod ruva that you should shech ruva, but rather lo tishai ruva perish. Shebishleimus hasimonim adaver talim. Shchita is a function of shleimus hasimonim. How shalem the simonim are. Kolzman shehasimon shalem lo mikriya shchita. Look, she'eno shalem nigmeres hashchita. The yisod is that if the simonim are not shalem, then the shchita is nigmera. The simon is shalem; it's not a shchita. Once the simon is no longer shalem, then that's called a shechita. That's what it means, lo tishai aruba. Right? Is that kevan sheshocha metza simen lo mikri shalim? Kevan sheharov eno shalim? Rav holds that once mechza is nishchat, so you don't have rov ha-simen shalim, what remains is only mechza. So if what remains is only mechza, that's called a shechita. So what's the definition of shechita here? Right? Shechita doesn't mean that you have to shech rov. Shechita means that the simonim shouldn't be shleimim after you finish the job. That's the halacha mashmizim. The simonim shouldn't remain shleimim. Clearly a din in shechita, right? A special din in shechita. That the simonim should not remain shleimim after the ma'isa shechita. If you don't have a simon shalim, there's no simon shalim in this animal, so the animal is geshacht and the animal is shechted. So if you cut mechza of the simonim, you cut mechza, mechza, right, you cut right in the middle, so there is no simen that's not cut. There's no part of the simen. Right? You cut half the simen. There's no part of the simen that's not cut. This half is not cut, but half is not a simen sholim that's not cut. Right, half is not a simen sholim that's not cut. If you were to leave rove, if tishaya ruba, and it turns out since ruba kakulo, it's as if the simen is not shechted. There's a simen sholim that's not cut. But if only mechza remains, so then it turns out that you don't have a simen shalom, it's not cut. So that's called a shechita. That's called a shechita. Fascinating shechita mekubetzes here, right? What's he saying? According to Rav, is it really a din that mechza mechza is dino karov? Is that really the yisod of Rav shechita? Not really. What is Rav saying? Is he saying Metzah Metzah is really treated like a Rav? Or is he saying what? What's the other possibility? Not that Metzah Metzah is like a Rav, but rather? Better? More? Metzah Metzah is not Kiro, but rather? It works like a Rav. Who said that? Mordechai. Good. It works like a Rav, meaning it's sufficient. Is the pshat that Metzah Metzah is like a Rav, or that you don't need Rav in Shechita? What is Rav saying over here? Is pshat that Metzah Metzah is Kerov? Or Lo Tzarech Rav? Metza or Rove work, right? Shechita, Maisa Shechita is either Metza or Rove. I mean, obviously, if Metza works, Rove is going to work too. But the Pshat is Rove works by Shechita, and Metza also works by Shechita. Not that it's Dino Kerov, not that it's Mamish Kerov. Who Kerov Mamish Al Pidin? It's not. It's not like Rove. It's like Rove, but it's not like Rove. It's not equal to Rove. But it's just as good as Rav. Right? Is he saying that Metzah Metzah is enough? Metzah is enough? Or it's Dino Kerov? It's Mamish as if you have the Rav. The Shita seems to be learning that it's like the second pshat, right? It's not that it's Dino Kerov Mamish, but rather it's enough. As long as you don't have simin shalem that hasn't been shochet, that's a shechita kshera. But what kind of a strange semantics is that? What does that mean? As long as you don't have simin shalem, yeah. All you have to cut is mechza. That's enough. Why? Because if you cut mechza, you don't have rov ha-simin shalem. So if you don't have rov ha-simin shalem, that's a simin that's shechted. How do you create a simin ha-shochet by not having a rov that's not shochet? If the rov is not shochet, then the simin is shochet, and then the shechita is kshera. Rav Kana Amar, Achi Amar LeRachmana LeMoshe Shchot Ruba, Shebemaisa Hashchita Adavar Toli. Kana disagrees with Rav. He says there's no such idea that Shchita is defined as long as you don't have a simin shalom. But rather, there's something positive that Shchot Ruba Shebemaisa Hashchita Adavar Toli. You need a Maisa Hashchita. Because when Shlo Shachar Harov Lo Mikri Asiyas Maisa Shetzorach Lasas Maisa B'Rov Asinah. Rav Kana says that shechita is a function of having a maisa shechita in the rov. You need taka rov, but mechza mechza is dino kerov. It's as if you shechted. It's as if you did a maisa shechita in the rov. Right? Comes Rav Kana and says, no, there's nothing doing. Mechza mechza is not kerov. I need rov mamish. I need rov in the simen. So if I need a shechita berov. Metzah Metzah is not a Maisa in the Rov. If I need a Maisa in the Rov, you can't say Metzah Metzah is treated like a Maisa in the Rov. It's not a Maisa in the Rov, it's a Maisa in the Mechza. It's a Maisa in the Mechza. So the Maisa in the Mechza is not going to be good enough. This is how the Shita wants to understand the Machlokas. Right? That Rav holds that what's the Maisa Shchita? Lo Tisho Aruba? In Ein Simen Shalem Nishar, that's called a Shechita. Rav Kana says no. Sorech Maisa Shechita. Right? It's a function of a Maisa Shechita. Rav says no. It's a din in Simonim not being Shleim. Kana says no. It's a din in a ma'isa shechita beruva, din of ma'isa shechita beruva. If you need ma'isa shechita beruva, metzah is not going to be enough because that's not ma'isa shechita beruva. The pshat is that you can't have a simen sholim that's not shochet. So then metzah is not a simen sholim that's not shochet. What remains is not a simen sholim. So that's not a problem. It's not going to be a problem. This is how the Shita Mekubetzes wants to explain. And this would work out nicely with Das Rashi. Rashi says that the whole machlokas is a din in shchita. It's a machlokas about shchita. That's exactly the point. What's the halacha Moshe Sinai of shchita? Is the pshat that you can't have simanim shleimim, or the pshat is you need a ma'isa shchita beruba? Question. Why don't we say the siman is?
Shalem.
Is shalem.
Yeah.
In which case, if you shechted matzah, if you shechted rov?
According to Rav, we say that we look at it from the perspective of the siman.
So if you don't have a siman shalem remaining, it turns out that the siman is shechted. We're looking at it from the perspective of the siman. So even if mechtzah is only, even if only mechtzah is shechted, if you don't have a siman shalem remaining, so then the animal is a behemah shchuta. So if you only have mechza remaining, that's not a simen shalom. If you have rov remaining, we'd say ruba kakula, that's a simen shalom. Mechza is not a simen shalom, so therefore you don't have simen shalom. So that's called a shchita. Okay? This pshat of the shita mekavetzes is very difficult. First of all, how does it work out with the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara is the kasha from Tana, right? What's the kasha from Tana? If you hold that the mechza kirov, if you're matzah matzah kerov, even if it's efshel etzamtzem, the two pieces of tana should still be tameh. Why? Zilhacha ikaruba v'zilhacha ikaruba. What's the problem with that lashon according to this chapter? What does Rav really hold? Yes.
According to that lashon, it sounds like there's two
rows
here. There's
neither one is rov really. According to Rav, it's not that matzah matzah is dina kerov. It's that for shchita mechza is sufficient, because as long as you don't have a simen sholem, then you're okay. That's called a ma'isa shchita. From the Gemara, it doesn't sound like that. From the Gemara, it sounds like mechza, mechza, according to Rav, is mamish kerov. Zilhacha ikaruba, v'zilhacha ikaruba. The lashon of the Gemara is not mashma like the shita mekabetzes. But the truth is, it's even more than that. What's the pshat in the kasha of the Gemara from Tana, according to the shita? The shita is trying to explain Rashi, right? The shita later wanted to explain Rashi. So how did he explain? It says, according to Rashi, the kasha is a kasha from a kol shekin. But if there's halacha moshmi sinai min haTorah, by shchita, the mechza mechza kerov, according to Rav, the kol shekin by tanur, kol shekin l'chumra, we should say mechza mechza kerov. Does that kol shekin make sense according to the shita's pshat in what Rav really holds? Rav says mechza mechza kerov. What does that mean? Mechza mechza kerov means that mechza is sufficient in shchita. So then in shchita, that as long as you don't have simanim shleimim, that's okay. That's called a ma'aser shchita. There's nothing about this halacha Moshe Sinai that tells you that mechza mechza is really treated like rov. So this whole idea of the kol shekin of the shita mekubetzes says that mechza mechza is treated like rov l'kula, so l'chumra we should treat it like a rov too. That's not what Rav is saying b'chlal. The shita just said a couple of lines before, it's the same column even. The Shita just said the Pshat in Rav is that when it comes to Shchita, you don't need Rov. Not that Metza Metza really is Kirov, but you don't need Rov. As long as you don't have Simanim Shleimim remaining, the Behemah is called a Behemah Hashochet, a Simon Hashochet. That doesn't mean that Metza Metza is Kirov. It just means that you don't need Rov when it comes to Shchita. So what does that have to do with Tanner again? We're back at the hot water. Now, we try to explain that, no, it's like a kol shekin. That by shchita, if you're going to be makel to treat matzah matzah like a rov, so kol shekin l'chumah, we should treat it like a rov too. But the shita himself says that's not Rav's pshat. That's not pshat b'das Rav. Rav is saying, not that matzah matzah is kirov, but you don't even need rov by shchita. So the fact that you don't need rov by shchita, what does that have to do with Tana? By Tana, the only way that the Tana is going to be tamei is if rov of the Tana is still there in the piece. So mechza mechza is not really kerov. It's just that by shchita you don't need a rov. So what does that have to do by tana? To tana? It's really nothing to do with tana. Pell. I thought long and hard about this shita. I think it's much more mistabe to say b'das Rashi something much simpler. That Rashi just holds the machlokas amoraim is whether if you shech mechza mechza is that treated like a ma'aser shchita beruba. I don't know why the shita has to stand on his head and say a whole complicated pshat according to Rav. I think the simpler pshat is to say that everyone agrees that you need a ma'isa shchita b'rov asim. There's no halacha l'mashmi sima that as long as you don't have a simen sholem, so then it's a good shchita. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that you need rov asim and shochet. Right? Rov asim and shochet. But the question is how to define rov asim. right? You do need a ma'isa shechita berov asinah. But how do you define rov asinah? Comes Rav and says that the halacha mashmi sinah was said in such a way that lo teshai ruba, if you don't leave rov, meaning if you shecht mechza, that is considered rov asinah. That's considered rov asinah. Rav Kana says, no, it's not rov asinah. You need rov mamash. The machlokas is, what is considered rov asinah? The machlokas can be understood to pshuto. I don't know why the Shita Mekubetz has had to explain in such a complicated way. Right? It's a very creative pshat that he's saying it's a machlokas in how to understand shechita. Right? What's a ma'isa shechita? I think they are arguing as to what a ma'isa shechita is, but why can't you just say that the machlokas is what's a ma'isa shechita berubo? Do you need rov mamish? Or is mechza mechza dino kerov? And if you shecht only mechza mechza, it's like you shechted rov. If you understand that according to Rav, mechza mechza kerov means that the din of shechita is that if you shecht mechza, it's like you shechted rov asimen. Ma'isa shechita beruva means ma'isa shechita mechza mechza, ma'isa shechita b'mechza. So then everything is great. The lashon of the Gemara is perfect. Zilhachi karuva, zilhachi karuva. If you hold mechza mechza as mamish karuv, then it says if you have a ma'isa shechita beruva. So then, if you extrapolate to tanur, in the case of tanur, if chilkol l'shnayim and if efshul etzamtim and they're exactly equal and each one is mechza, so you take avrov in both. It's perfect. It's exactly what the Gemara says. And the kol shkein is beautiful again. If you hold a mechza mechza dino kerov, then it's as if you have a ma'isa shechita berubo. Not that as long as you don't have a simen sholem that remains, that's called a shechita, it's enough to have mechza. No, if you have mechza, it's kerov mamish. It's as if you did rov, right? So then, that's not just the principle by shechita. The pshat is that whenever you do a ma'isa, and the ma'isa is done only to mechza, how do we look at that ma'isa? Do we look at it as though you did it to rov, or do we look at it as though you only did it to mechza? According to Rav, whenever you do a ma'isa, and it's done to mechza, so l'gabe shechita we have halacha mashmi sinai that it's keilu it was done to rov. So it's not such a strange thing to extrapolate from that to say kol shkein when it comes l'chumra by tumah v'tara that we should treat mechza mechza like a rov. If you tell me that no, halacha mashmi sinai that shechita doesn't require a rov, so what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with other halachas? But if the pshat is no, we're saying avart that mechza is treated like a rov, so then that could be extrapolated to other areas. It might not be part of the original halacha l'moshmi Sinai, but based on a kol shkein, you could extrapolate that to tumah v'tara, to the din of tana. Questions?
Maybe the shita wanted to say that shita, according to Rav, was about kutsah, having less than a simen, because the tanur is very clearly about kutsah also. Maybe in order to connect it that way, that's all
you're supposed to say. By Tanner, what? It's a din in Totsa that you only have what? That you have either a miyud left or you have rov left, right? So you're saying if mechza, if the din by shechita is a din of Totsa, that if you don't have a simen shalim left, you did a shechita only a mechza, if you don't have a simen shalim left, so that's treated. Like what? That's a good shechita. That's a good shechita because you have a shechita b'mechza. So shechita b'mechza is considered a good shechita. So now if I have a tanur, if I have mechza left from the tanur, what's the chumra? Mechza left from the tanur that's treated like what? That's treated like you have a... What are you saying though? But then the pshat in shechita is not that as long as I don't have a simen sholim left, it's a shechita ksheri. You're saying that if I shechted mechza, it's like I have a rov over here. It's not what the shita said. Right? The shita is picking up on this idea that the key is not to have something remain. I mean, he got it from the lashon of the Gemara, lo teshaya ruba. That Rav holds, as long as you're not meshaya ruba, it's fine. But if you're so controlled by that lashon, so then how do you understand the connection between shechita and tana? It brings back a problem. Right? It's much more mistaber b'das Rashi to say that Rav holds mechza mechza is mamish kerov. What does that mean? That means that a ma'isa shechita b'mechtz is like a ma'isa shechita b'ruba. That's Rav's whole chiddush. So if that's the case, so then I do understand the connections of Tana, because there, even though I only have mechtz, but mechtz is like rov. Not that mechtz is enough. Mechtz is enough as a din in shechita, but it's not a din in Tana. By Tana, I need rov to be there, for there to be tumah. It's much more mistaken to say that Rav holds mechtza, mechtza is mamish kirov. Not that it's enough to have mechtza, but it's as if you really have rov. As if you have rov, then that can be extrapolated based on a kolshke into Tana, I think. This is all Bedas Rashi. Comes Tosfos and he learns a different pshat. Dilhocha ikaruba. The Tosfos is on Chav Tes, but it's going on Daf Chav Chesem Beis. It was printed there. There was no room here. Whatever. And Tomer, my kashale, the chiyomer nami hocha, hochi agmei rechman, ala moshe lo tushai ruba, kidu la'el, hare enkan robu tahoru. Tosfos is a kasha. And the Gemara has its kasha from Tanur to Shchita, that if Efshe L'tzamtzem, it sounds like Shneim Tahorim, so if you hold Mechza Mechza's Kerov, why should Shneim be Tahorim? Zilhachi Kerubah or Zilhachi Kerubah? So Fectosis, just one second. What's the Kasha of the Gemara? The Kasha is against Rav. Rav holds Mechza Mechza Kerov. So what's he saying? Halacha Moshmi Sinai, Lo Teshaya Rubah. But the key is, when there's a din rov in question, there's a din rov in question by Shechita, right? There's a din rov in question. So that means lo teshai ruba, that you shouldn't have rov remain. You should do enough that you don't have rov remain. So what's the connection to Tana? So now by Tanur, if Efshele Tzamtzem, why should they both be Tohar? Zilhachi Karuba. It says Tosfos, what does that mean? Zilhachi Karuba. If the whole halacha Moshmi Sinai was lo teshaya ruba, to lechora by Tanner as well. The yisod by Tanner is that you have to break the Tanner. How do you break a Tanner? You break a Tanner in such a way that you don't have a rove remaining. If a rove is not remaining, then the Tanner is going to be tough. Right? If lo teshaya ruba, if you don't leave a rove, basically the vart is you can't leave a davar shalom. You can't leave kula, right? But rubo kakula, right? So if you don't leave rov, comes halacha Moshmi Sinai, it says if you don't leave rov, then it's going to be tov. So ask Tosfos, why should we say zilhachi karuba, zilhachi karuba? If it's efshel at samsei, that means each side is going to be mechtz, right? So if each side is mechtz, it turns out that you are not mishaya ruba. So if you're not mishaya ruba, they shouldn't both be Tumei, they should both be Tahar. What's the problem? I know you say, according to Rav, if you hold Mechza Mechza Kerov, then you have Rov in both. Yeah, but that's not the Halacha Moshmi Sinai. The Halacha Moshmi Sinai is Lo Teshai Ruba. So were you Mishai Ruba over here? No, you were not Mishai Ruba. So if you were not Mishai Ruba, why shouldn't they both be Tahar? That's Tosis Kasha. Interesting. That's Tosis Kasha. If you're not Mishai Ruba, why shouldn't they both be Taharim? Right? Because from the Halacha Moshmi Sinai, it's Mashma, Rav doesn't hold Mechza Mechza Kerov. So it is Lo Teshaya Ruba. So if the Halacha Moshmi Sinai is Lo Teshaya Ruba, you shouldn't have to break it enough that the only thing there is just a miut for it to be tahar. Even if what remains is mechza, it should also be tahar, because you were not mishaya ruba in this piece. If you're not mishaya ruba, it should be tahar. If you're not mishaya ruba, it should be tahar. So if both halakim of the tanar are only mechza and mechza, then they both should be tahar. They both should be karkarkesis. Yeshlomer says, Tosus the toli adoy v'chashivus. Yet it's all dependent on chashivus. According to Rav, the mishum d'choshev le'mechza kerov shari le'el diyesh kan shir hechsher shchita. The kan nami yesh chashivus mechza dina kerov. Zok Tosfos, what's Rav's yisod? Lo teshaya ruba. What does that mean? Does it mean literally lo teshaya ruba? That's the key. As long as you're not mishaya ruba, that's it. No, it's a code word. It's totally b'chashivus. It's all totally in chashivus. if you're not Mishaya Ruba, if you're not Mishaya Ruba, then the peace that you have is a Davar Choshev. That's the Yisod. Rav holds that Mechza Kerov, that means Mechza is a Davar Choshev. Is Mechza Kerov? I don't care if it's Kerov. The point is it's a Davar Choshev. Rov is a Davar Choshev. Mechza Kerov means Mechza is a Davar Choshev. The Halacha Moshe Misinai was not Shchot Ruba. You don't have to Shech Rov. Shchot Davar Choshev. Shech the Davar Choshev from the sin. As long as you shech the davar chashev from the siman, then the shechita is a shechita ksher. So Rav holds mechza al mechza is a davar chashev. That's what he means, mechza al mechza kerov. He doesn't mean to say it's mamish like rov. No, lo teshay aruba. What does lo teshay aruba mean? It means mechza. It means shech the davar chashev. If you're mishay aruba, it turns out what you shechted was not a davar chashev from the siman. If you only shechted a miyud in the siman. If Rove was Nisher in the Simen, it turns out that you only shechted a meat in the Simen, so you didn't shech the Davar Choshev. But if you didn't leave Rove over, then you did shech the Davar Choshev. And that's enough, says Taisvis. That's enough. If that's the Pshat, so then we understand the connection to Tanner. Because by Tanner as well, the whole din of Tanner is that if you leave a Davar Choshev in the Tanner, then it's still going to be Tameh, because it's like the Kli is here. If you don't leave a davar choshev, then there is no tumah in the tanner. There's no need to leave only a miut of the tanner here for it to be tahar. Even if only a mechza is left of the tanner, it's also going to be tahar. Why? Because you did not leave a davar choshev. Right? That's the point. According to Rav, if mechza karov, the pshat is mechza is a davar choshev. If mechza is a davar choshev, then even if I only left mechza, that's going to be tamei. There's no need to leave a rove for it to be tameh. As long as the piece is a davar choshev, it's going to be tameh. If mechza mechza is considered a davar choshev for shechita, if it's a davar choshev for shechita, so by tumah v'tahara of tanner, it should also be a davar choshev. That's the whole chiddush. The kasha is, if you hold like Rav, that mechza mechza is dino kerov, what does that mean, mechza mechza kerov? It means that the halacha Moshe Misini is that mechza is a davar choshev. Lo teshaya ruba. Mechza is not leaving rov on the other side. So if you're not meshaya ruba, you did a davar choshev over here. You shechted a davar choshev. Similarly, if you leave mechza in this piece, you have left a davar choshev. So if you've left a davar choshev, then it's going to be tough. The lashon of the gemar zelhachi ikaruba, it's lav dafka. It doesn't mean you have rov on both sides if they're both equal. You don't have rov on both sides. You have mechza on both sides. You were not Mishai Aruba. Ah, but the difference is, since you were not Mishai Aruba in either side, then each chelek is a davar choshev. That's the kasha. Even though mechza is not like rov mamish, it's just that you weren't Mishai Aruba. The fact is that it is a davar choshev. So because it's a davar choshev, then each side is going to be tummy. Then each side is going to be tummy. Tosfos is not working with the mahalach that the machlokas with the mechza mechza dina karov and mechza mechza nakarov, that's only a din in hilchas shechita. I know we mentioned Tosfos on Chav Chesam and Aleph learning rubo kakulo by shechita from a pasuk. Right? He has a gematria, he's learning from a pasuk. So you'll see the very next Tosfos, we're not up to it yet, but the next Tosfos is going to bring the raya from Tana. Right, the same raya that the Rashba brought, Tosis and Dumasko the Kule is going to say that you can't say that the machlokas or the matzah karov and not karov is a shechita dikedin. Can't say that, because if so, then how can you bring a raya from Tana? It's clear Tosfos is assuming like the Rashba. Aye, but he quotes the pasuk to tell me that rov. The Ruba Kakula by Shechita is learned from Kasher. It's learned from a Posse, from a Gematria. So you could say that's one day in Tosis. It's a Yesh Mefarshim, but Tosis here is working differently. He's arguing with him. But you could just say that he's giving you a remez in the Posse. He's not saying that's the real Mokker. That's not the real Mokker. It's not a Din in Hilcha Shechita. It's a Kolatara Kula de Kedin. It's just there is a remez in the pasuk to the same yisod. The Tosis really seems to assume that it's a kol haTorah kula de gedin, and that's exactly what he says over here. Rav holds mechza, mechza kerov, it's a kula dekadin, that it's a function of chashivas, that mechza is also considered a davar chashiv. As long as you're not mishaya ruba, that's also called a davar chashiv. So if it's also called a davar chashiv, then by tana as well, if you're mishaya, if you broke up the tana in a way that this piece is mechza, so the piece that's mechza, that is a davar chashiv, because you were not mishaya ruba. That's called a davar chashiv, and if that's called a davar chashiv, then it's going to be matami as well. That's the din kloli, that mechza mechza is dino karo. What's the pshat that it's dino karo? Mechza is also a davar chashuv. Rav Kana learns that no, the whole halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim was shchot ruba, not shchot davar chashuv, shchot ruba. So shchot ruba means that you actually have to shecht ruba. Rav says no, the idea is shchot davar chashuv. So as long as you shechted a davar chashuv, that's enough. Mechza mechza is also considered a davar chashuv. This idea, this pshat in Tosfos, is echoed by the Shita of Kobetzis. He has this in multiple places over here. I just gave you one spot. The Shita says, he asks a few more questions. Let's leave the questions out. He says, the Iker Tamayu, totally besvar, the Rav Sover, Mechza Kerov, came in the Shochan Mechza, Tuva Avad. Rav says, if you did Mechza, so you did enough. Mehai Taima, who Omer, Dehochi Omele Rachmana Lemoshe, Lo Tishai Ruba, Sharei Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemoshe, Shchit Dover Shiei Choshev. Shecht Adover Choshev. That's what the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was. What does that mean? We were having trouble. What does it mean, Lo Tishai Ruba? The Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is Lo Tishai Ruba. What kind of a strange lashon is that? According to this, it's Mamash Gevalder. Lo Tishai Ruba means, not don't do negative, do positive, but there's no need to shecht rov. Shecht a davar chashuv. If you don't leave rov, that's called shechting a davar chashuv. Kevin the mechza, mechza kerov, im ken, ki shochet mechza, hari shochet, chashivus rov. The hadaka amar hachi, agmei rachmano lemoshe lo tishai ruba, ain't a ritzon lo moshe tova kabola b'loshen zeh. That's not the loshen of the halacha moshe misinai. Ela hachi kamar, mechza, mechza kerov, hachi kimlei b'svarah. And the nature of the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is to shecht the davar chashuv, she yishchot davar chashuv, she rov, ari mechza chashuv, v'havi kerov. Avol gabi nesitza yutat samar rachmana. The Torah says to break the tanner, shehei atanner nosutz, shelo yishoyer davar chashuv. If the tanner is nosutz, in the sense that there's no davar chashuv, if you have a piece of the tanner that's not a davar chashuv, so then it's tahar. Lachi para, kevin the mechza mechza kerov, amai tahorin, halo kol echad ve'echad davar chashuv. If you hold mechza mechza's kerov, the pshat is, if you were not mishairu, but elsewhere, mean, if you only have mechza, mechza is also a davar chashuv. It's like rov in the sense that it's also a davar chashuv. So if it is a davar chashuv, not that zilhochi keruba, that is mamish rov, but here there's a davar chashuv. If there's a davar chashuv, then the tum is not going to go away. The tum is not going to go away. Okay, that's Tosfos. Shita quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz in the next Dibur Maaseh Lechora. That's the Baal Tosfos. Rabbeinu Peretz is the Baal Tosfos that gave this answer. Okay. That's point number two. What's the machlokas? Right? What's the machlokas? So according to Rashi, it's a machlokas about Shchita. What's the machlokas about Shchita? The Shita has his approach. Right? Whether it's a machlokas to define Shchita based on simonim that are not, right, that are not shechted, they have simanim shleimim, or is the pshat, no, to define shechita based on the maisa shechita berubo, we suggested differently that the whole machlokas could be, do I call it a maisa shechita berubo only if I've shechted rov simanim mamish, or no, even if I've shechted mechza, is that treated like a shechitas rov simon? That's Bidas Rashi. The Tosfos says no, that the whole machlokas is, was there halacha Moshe Mitzrayim to shecht rov simanim, or was the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim to shecht the davar chashuv? Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is to shecht the davar chashuv, mechza mechza kerov. So then that could extrapolate directly, right? That could extrapolate directly to tanur, that by tanur also, if you have a davar chashuv remaining, if mechza is considered a davar chashuv and mechza remains from the tanur, and the tanur is going to be tamei, the mesitza is not going to work for that tanur. Okay, questions. Last point. What's the teretz of the Gemara? Trei rube b'chad monolekha. Rav Papa answers, there's no kasha from Tana. Why? Treirubi b'chad man alecha. No such thing as treirubi b'chad man. What does that mean? What's his answer? Treirubi b'chad man alecha. You can't have two robes in one Tana. You break the Tana into two parts, so you can't have two robes in one Tana. So the pshuto, what he's saying, is that having two robes in one Tana is a tie to disaster. It's a contradiction in terms. You can't, if one side is called robe, the other side can't be called robe. So if you're going to be metame one side because it's robe, you can't be metame the other side also and treat it like a robe. It's a tie to disaster. What's the problem? If that's pshat, the treyume b'chad man alecha means that you can't have a tie to disaster in the robes. So then what's the answer? The answer is there's a difference between Tana and Shechita. A Tana, if chilka l'shnayim, if efshalat samtim, it's mechza mechza. So they both have to be tar. Why they both have to be tar? Because you can't have treiruvi b'chad mana. It just doesn't make any sense. You can't say that they're both tar. But how about when it comes to Shechita? Do you really have two parts of the simen when it comes to Shechita? Yishechted mechza. Mechza is shachot, mechza is not shachot. Right? Mechza is shachot, mechza is not shachot. Right? So if you can't have a stira in two parts of the Tanner, how can you have a stira in two parts of the Sinai? The whole terrace of the Gemara is, no, by Tanner it doesn't work because it's treirubei b'chad mona. Treirubei b'chad mona. By Shechita it's not treirubei b'chad mona. It's mechza mechza. Mechza is shachot, mechza is not shachot. So you'll say half of the simen is shachot, half is not shachot. Right? So if you say that the mechza that's shachot is considered like rov shachot, so the mechza that's not shachot is considered rov ena shachot. It's the chastira. The rov shachot tells me there's a shechita ksheira. The rov sheino shachot tells me there's a shechita psula here, that it was not a good shechita. You shechted only half, but half is not considered. If you have rov remaining, right? Rov remaining in the simen that's not geshachten, so that should be a shechita psula. That should be a shechita psula. Nevela. Right? You cut something. Cut something in the simen, but it's not robes. That should be nevela. It's a shechita psula. So isn't it a tie to disaster? Just like by Tanner, treirubei b'chad mana alecha, you can't have a tie to disaster. You can't say they're both going to be tameh because they can't both be rove. So by shechita they also can't both be rove. How can you say that mechza mechza is dino kerov, that the mechza hashachet is kerov? That's doch treirubei b'chad mana. Isn't it treirubei b'chad mana? You have a chelek of the simen, mechz of the simen that was not shachet, that should be treated like rov ha-simen is not shachet. So even though I have half of the simen screaming out to me that it is shachet and should be considered a shechita ksher, but I have half of the simen screaming out and saying it should not be a shechita ksher, it should be a shechita psula. So who touched on this question? Who? Reb Chaim? Rashi, exactly, Ari. Rashi touched on this. Treirubei leka lememer b'chad mana, dihayruba haymiyuta. Dihayruba haymiyuta. If one is going to be rov, if one piece of the tana is going to be rov, then the other one has to be a miyut. Can't both be rov. Abalein shchita lohuzka rov ele b'chaticha. V'chikarina palga rov chotuch leka demakchishle, dehay palga dekoi lo mikri rov shalom. What in the world is he saying? By shchita lohuzka rov ele b'chaticha. The din rov by shchita is in the chaticha that you have to shek with. Right? We say that the palga, the half that's chotuch, that's rov, there's no other side that's being matchishit. The high palga dekoi, lo mikri rov shalim. The palga dekoi, the half of simen that hasn't been shachat, that's not rov has simen not shachat. The rov has simen that's shachat, that's rov. But the mechza that's not shachat, that's not rov. This is Torah. What is Rashi saying? If mechza is keros, then both halves are rov. The half that shachat is rov, the half that's not shachat is rov. Rashi says no. No. The half that shachat is called rov. There's no half that's machashim. The half that's not shachat, that's not called rov. It sounds like Rashi understands that we don't look at every mechza like a rov. The question is, do we need that mechza? Are we dealing with this mechza? Since we need a mechza shachat, so the mechza hashachat is dino karov, but the other chelek is not dino karov. What does that mean? It's not dino karov. It's rov or it's not rov. No, so someone has suggested that Rashi understands that mechza mechza kirov doesn't mean that halachically it really is rov. It's a hanhaga ba'alma. The Torah allows us to treat it as if it's rov. Torah allows us to treat it like it's rov. So if the halacha is that you have to shech the sin, that you have to shech rov the sin, the Torah says that you can treat mechza as if it's rov. But I don't have to look at the half of the siman that's not shachet. The half of the siman that's not shachet is irrelevant to me. The din is that I need to shecht rov of the siman of the behemoth. Rov of the siman of the behemoth. Rov siman of the oaf. So if I've shechted rov, if the halacha recognizes, hanhaga ba'alma, a hanhaga, the Torah gives us an acceptable mode of behavior, that you can treat it as if rov is shechted, so then rov is shechted, that's it. But the halacha screams out to me that rov is not shechted? No, the halacha is not screaming anything. The halacha allows me to treat it as if mechza is like rov. But I'm only going to treat it as if mechza is like rov, where I need the mechza to be rov. So I need the half a siman, I need the siman to be shachat. So if I shech the mechza and mechza is like a rov, the hanhaga of mechza and mechza k'rov tells me, you can be noheg as if that is rov. But there's another siman that's contradicting, the remaining part of the siman contradiction says, no, rov is not shachat. I don't look at that part of the siman. I don't care about this. It doesn't interest me because I don't need it. I only have to look at the siman that shachat because that's what I need. That's what Rashi means when he says, The palga dekoy is not a rov. It's not a rov. Mechza is kerov only where I need the mechza to be like rov. So the chelek hashochet is kerov. I need a siman to be shochet. So I'm allowed to treat it. Right? The Torah gives me permission to treat it as if it's rov. The other chelek of the siman, I don't even look at the other chelek. I don't care the other chelek of the siman. So because I don't care about the other chelek of the siman, you can't say that there's a hakhosha. There's no type of disaster. Yes.
Rashi says it's about the mechza being shochet. So what about the lashon of rov?
Well, Teshaya Ruba means that if you're not Meshaya Ruba, that means that you cut at least Mechza, so you're not Meshaya Ruba. If you're not Meshaya Ruba, so then the Chelek that you cut, right, the Chelek that you cut is Dino Karov. It's just a way of saying Mechza is sufficient. Lo Teshaya Ruba, Mechza is sufficient. Yes,
go. So this can only work for Rashi.
I'm talking Rashi.
Because he holds that the Machok Sita,
the Shchita. Yeah, 100%.
So
But you should know, by the way, it's interesting. Even from this Rashi, it's mashma what mechza mechza kerov doesn't mean mechza is enough, right? The lashon of Rashi is what v'chi karina palga rov chotuch, right? Le'inyan shchita lo hus kerov ela b'chaticha v'chi karina palga rov chotuch. When we consider palga a rov chotuch, it sounds like you need it to be a rov chotuch, right? Rashi is saying Mechza is kerov. It's not that it's enough to have mechza. Works out very nicely with the pshat that we suggested with Das Rashi against the Shittim of the Betzes. Rashi holds with Das Rav, mechza is kerov. But mechza is kerov only where I need it. Because where I don't need it, I can blindfold myself. The Torah allows me to treat mechza like a rov. But the part of the siman that's not shochet, I don't have to consider that part. Because I don't need it to make the shchita, shchita kshera, the tana.
Say furthermore, according to Rashi, that the reason that you can make the distinction by shchita not by tanur is because you're cutting half of it, and then now that part that you cut is fundamentally different than the other part that the other part is already. It's air versus sin.
No, it's not. It's not air. There's a part of the sim. I'm not talking about the air. I'm not cutting air over here, right? If I have a simen, and then I've cut part of the simen, so well. If I have a siman, and then I've cut a section of the siman, right? I cut a section of the siman, so the chelek that's cut, right? That's a part of the siman. It's not the air. It's the siman that was cut. Am I making myself clear over here? Right? There's a chelek that was not cut. Okay, you take a... Right? So if the chelek of this is cut, that means that cut that part of the sin, right? So it's cut. It's cut through. I'm not doing very well. Right? It's not the air. It's the simen that was cut. Right? The simen that was cut. So if I have mechza cut, so it's as if rov is cut. But I only have to take into account the mechza that was cut, because that's the din. I can treat it as if rov is cut, and that's going to be sufficient. I the other part of the simmer, who cares about the other part of the simmer? The Rashba doesn't learn like Rashi. Rashba has a little bit of a different mahalach. Also, a short comment in the Rashba, but very eye-opening. Who says the Rashba? He's sensitive to the kasha. Sounds very similar to Rashi, right? But look carefully, he doesn't say the same as Rashi. He says, by Shchita, I look at the chelek that's nishchat, but the chelek that's eino nishchat, I don't look at. Bein koris le'rov omiyut. What's different between the Rashba and Rashi? The Rashba entertains the possibility that even if I'm going to call the chelek of the siman that's not shochet, I call that a rov, it still isn't the problem. Right? He says, bein koris le'rov omiyut. He doesn't say that I'm not going to call it a rov. It's not called rov. Rashi says it's not called rov. The chelek hanishar lo mikri rov shalem. The Rashi was saying, even if you call it a rov, I don't care. Now, what does that mean? I don't care if you call it rov. If you call it rov, then it's mamish atayat of the sasri. It's really a steer. It's not a pella. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman wants to explain that the pshat in the Rashba is that to create a shechita kshera, I have to shech rov hasimen. So rov hasimen is a shechita kshera. Having rov hasimen that's not shachot, that's not a paslus in the shechita. That's not going to pasl my shechita. If I have rov hasimen, that's not shachot, so I'm missing the hechsher of the shechita. Right? Very often, you know, you take a particular din. The question that you have to ask yourself is, if this thing happens, right? So is that a posel in this item, or is it just you're missing the hechsher? L'moshel, the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tezvav has a whole discussion. What happens if a zar did part of the avodus of the dam? Let's say the zar, let's say a non kohen was molich the dam. He took the dam, or he was makabel the dam. Well, kabbalah is different. Okay, if he was molich the dam, could the kohen bring back the dam and then be molich it again? You see, if the zar was actually makabel the dam, the kohen can't do it again. Right? He already accepted the dam in a kli. But if he was molich the dam towards the mizbeach, could the kohen bring it back and then do another holocha? What's that shaila in the Gemara? Is holochas hazar a posel to the avoda, or is it just? It's not kosher. It's not an avodah kshera. I need a kohen. If it's a posel, so then forget about it. Once the zar did that avodah, then the carbon is posel, the dam is posel. If the pshat is that you're just missing the hechsher, so then just have a kohen do it and everything is fine. Have a kohen do it and everything is fine. What's the din? If you have rov of the simon that's not shachot, is that a posel in the shechita? If you have rov simon that's not shachot, it passels the shechita? Or is the pshat that I have rov hasimon that's shachot, then the shechita is kshayra, and if I have rov simon that's not shachot, so it's missing the hechsher in that rov? Dr. Bochana, and the pshat in the Rashba is that rov hasimon that's not shachot, that's not a pasul. It's just missing in the hechsher. It's not a shechita kshayra. So if I have a simon that's not shachot, then I don't have a shechita kshayra in this animal. But if rov hasimon is shachot, the shechita is kshera, then I don't care if I have rov simon that's not shachot. It's not gonna take away from the kashrus of the rest of the simon shachot. I could have a situation where half the simon, where rov of the simon is shachot and rov of the simon is not shachot. So what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not a stira. The stira is only if it's a stira in the halacha. You can't have rov of the tanu. Right? You can't say rov, this side is tame and that side is tame. If one side is tame, then the other side can't be tame. They can't both be tame. One side is rov, the other side is not rov. There's a stira in the halacha between the two. That's why you can't have trei ruba b'chadman. Because there's a stira in the halacha between the two sides of the tanner. If one side is tame, if one side is rov, it's tame. The other side can't be rov. They can't both be tame. They can't both be tame. That's a stira. But to say that rov of the simon is shachat and rov is not shachat, that's okay. There's no problem. There's no stira in halacha. Al pidin, we treat it as though rov of the simon is shachat. Rov of the simon is not shachat. But as long as rov of the simon is shachat, it's a shechita kshera. So if mechza mechza is dino kerov, it's a shechita kshera. But mechza is not kerov. It's gonna be so. It's gonna contradict the heksher. It doesn't contradict any heksher. It's neutral. Rov Simon Sheino Shachat is neutral. It's just, it's not going to be a Shitvuk Sheira, but it's not going to be posel. It's not going to take away from the other, from the din that's chal in the other hand. This is not Rashi. Rashi is saying, I don't look at the other half because al pidin, it's irrelevant to me. The Rashba is saying, there is no stira in din between the two sides. By shchita, there's no stira in din. One side is a shchita kshera, the other side is neutral. It's nothing. It's not kshera, it's not psul, it's nothing. So even though the halacha might recognize both sides as being mechza kerov, but I don't care about the second side. As long as there's no stira in halacha between the two sides, it doesn't matter to me. If I have a shchita kshera in this mechza, that's sufficient. Even if in the other side there's taka a mechza, there's taka rov that's not shachar. Who cares that it's mechza kerov that's not shachar? That doesn't affect this side because it's not a pasless. It's just missing in the hechsher. If it's just missing in the hechsher, it's not a problem. As long as I have a mechza that's kerov on this side that's shachar, then that'll be viewed as a shchita kshera.